Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 83. The differences between physical pain and emotional pain from grieving. Last week, I went for my annual physical examination. My doctor had retired during the year, and I was seeing a different doctor for the first time. As the doctor examined me, she noted a 6-inch scar on my right ankle. She asked how I got it. I said it was an athletic injury. I explained I had Achilles tendon surgery. The doctor then noticed a scar behind my right knee. Yes, it was from another sports-related injury. Then the doctor noticed a scar on my right shoulder. The doctor was a quick learner. She asked, "That from another sports injury?" I nodded. We didn't talk too much about my two hip replacements. The doctor made notes of them. I have no residual pain from any of these injuries or from my hip operations. I remember each injury being painful at the time. Man, those hips were sore, let me tell you. But as far as having a direct sense of what the pain felt like, all I can say is, if someone asks me, I remember them hurting like hell until they didn't hurt like hell. This got me to thinking, why don't I recall the pain associated with my physical injuries, but the emotional pain from Babe's death can pop up at any unpredictable moment? When I exercise on the elliptical machine, I take my mini iPad and read an ebook to help me pass the time. I like mysteries, thrillers, and adventure books. They usually get me to work harder on the elliptical machine, and they raise my heart rate. Currently, I'm reading a book by author Michael Conley. In the story, the hero goes to talk to the widow of a man who was killed in a robbery. The hero narrates, "She was a short woman with brown hair and small features. Her nose was red, and she either had a cold or had been crying." He wondered if the call had set her off. McConley's words, "set her off," are applicable to all grieving people. We don't know what will set us off, but it happens. I wanted to know why recalling the time I hurt my Achilles tendon doesn't set me off, but a song that brings back memories of Babe will set me off. My Achilles tendon was a physical injury. The grief I experienced from Babe's death was an emotional injury. I learned that our brains process the sensation of physical and emotional pain differently. Our brains process and remember the physical pain intensity and location differently from how the brain processes and remembers emotional pain. When we experience physical pain, our brain sends an urgent distress signal through our body's wiring system. It activates all the parts in our body responsible for responding to the threat. Accidentally touching a hot stove and pulling our hand away happens because of the way our brain responds instantly to the distress signal. This is a good thing for us. Otherwise, we could really destroy our hand. Our brains will remember that an event was painful, but not the pain. That way, we don't have to remember the pain each time we recall the painful experience. I remember the painful experience of injuring my Achilles tendon, but I no longer can recall the pain's intensity. The same is true of childbirth, having a tooth pulled, or breaking a limb. The memory of the intensity of the pain fades. This is our brain's way of helping us to survive. It allows us to recover without being burdened by the constant recollection of pain. The grief we experience is emotional pain, and it can feel just as real as pain from a physical injury. Unlike a physical injury, where the brain can pinpoint the problem, the brain deals differently with emotional pain. The brain, in dealing with emotional pain, shares some of the same areas of the brain associated with physical pain. This explains why grieving, at times, can feel physically painful. Emotional pain activates the areas of the brain linked to emotions, memories, and our social bonding. These areas of our brain help us to understand and regulate our feelings. They also assist us in evoking memories of past experiences and navigating social connections. In either case, whether it is physical or emotional pain, our decision-making ability, alertness, and concentration are affected. It's a good reason not to make important life decisions during the intense grieving period. It also helps to explain why one who is grieving feels as if he or she is experiencing brain fog or no desire to do anything. Our brain is shutting us down, putting us into storage until the pain begins to fade. The emotional pain associated with our grieving experiences are often mixed with our identity and social connections. And in doing so, they help us to create a story about our grieving. It's not a story we usually put into print. It is a story that we tell ourselves and tell others. In the telling and retelling of the story, we begin to shape the direction of our lives. We become the story we tell. This brings us to a place of hope. If we are creating a story about our grieving experience, once we become aware of the story we are creating, we can write a different story. Robert Rufus wrote, "In the Name of the Wind, it's like everyone tells a story about themselves inside their own head. Always, all the time. That story makes you what you are. We build ourselves out of that story." That is the kind of story that I'm talking about when I say we create a story of our grieving. It's the story we're creating in our head. It's time to think about your story. Each of us who experience grieving is the center of their story. Examine the part you play in your story. What is it that you are experiencing? How are you reacting to your grieving experience? Jeff Dixon writes in The Key to the Kingdom, "That is the power of a good story. It can encourage you. It can make you laugh. It can bring you joy. It will make you think. It will tap into your hidden emotions. And it can make you cry. The power of a story can also bring about healing, give you peace, and change your life. Use your story to create the life you want to live. Use your story to give you healing, give you peace, and to change your life. We are our stories. And the good news is, we can change our stories to the story we want. We're not creating a false story. We are creating a story that sees us with a set of new eyes. See yourself with a set of new eyes. Eyes that see a person who is healing. Eyes that see a person who is looking forward to the future. Eyes to see a person who is not afraid to fall in love again. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And remember, never quit, never give up, and good things are coming your way. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, or want to share your grieving experience with me, please email me at ray.breese@gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.